morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you here on this Memorial Day weekend. Now, to my left, and I don't know why he's even in town. I am not sure, because with all the things going on, I'm not sure how you had time to sit here with us, is Craig Campbell, the founder and CEO of CoachellaValley.com. So
what's
how are you?
Happening, Coachella Valley? I'm doing great, Françoise. Of course I'm here at your show. Well, I'm always here at your show. I would never be out of town on a Sunday between 11 and 1 o'clock when I'm invited in studio live.
Yeah, because we have so much fun. There's a lot of things to talk about. We have actually not the Traveling with Françoise website up. We have the CoachellaValley.com website
up. I like it.
Up.
It's looking pretty good.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about all things happening in the Coachella Valley in this first hour, just because it's supposedly summer, kind of. Well, summer doesn't really officially start until June sometime.
Well, that's true. And with this weather, you'd almost never know it, because by April, May, we're already cooking. But we're in the 80s. We're in the 70s. This is the place to be right now.
It's totally crazy. I was at the store yesterday. I go to Albertsons on the corner at Country Club Monterey, where, by the way, Swiss Donuts is, who brings us our donuts. We thank them for having our donuts here for our guests. We have a big box of donuts
over
there.
Sustenance. If I didn't get those donuts, yeah. I'd be struggling.
So we thank them. They're in that. But I asked Lori, when you go to a store all the time, you just know everybody.
I know. And Coachella Valley is just like that. Wherever you go, if you've been here long enough, you're just meeting people.
Yeah. And I talked to Lori, who's in, because I always go through the Express. 15 items or less. That's me. I never do that big shopping thing, where you load up the basket.
So you're like there every day.
I am
no
every
wonder they
day,
know
every
who you are
time.
There.
I know. It's sad. And I went in the afternoon. I don't normally go in the morning. I met like 10 people that I know. And I had somebody go. I always get those stares where they just stare at a while. They stare at you. And finally
like
they go.
They walk up to you maybe and say,
"Are you,
I know you from
Francois?
Somewhere.
And they say it really slow usually. Are you? And I kind of go, yeah.
I was at an art fair in Chicago just this last week. And somebody swore. They knew me. I mean, they walk
do.
Right up to me, staring for, it was 4 days, and they stared at me for two. And they finally are like, I know you from somewhere, from Los Angeles. And I'm thinking, they probably do.
Then he pulls out that subpoena and said, no.
That's right. Are you Craig Campbell?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you've been served.
My point was, and I never even said my point. My point was that Lori was saying they haven't even slowed down at the store.
That's
so
fantastic.
Anyway, that was my point. All right, you're not going to hear right now, folks, because we are live on CoachellaValley.com. I should have this live on Traveling with Françoise. I don't know why I just haven't done it yet, because I don't know.
You can share it.
I'll share it later.
Yeah,
or
maybe during the break.
We can share it.
How to use some technology, maybe.
But in the boardroom, as always, is Alex Z, and we also have someone new that they don't get a chance to talk right now. We sort of cut them off from saying anything. Normally,
that's because we have
a
lot to say.
Yeah, we have. Alex and I usually have this very in-depth conversation at the beginning of the show, but we want to welcome Anthony Mendolia.
Mendolia.
I was so close.
Very close. You got my last name pretty good the first time.
Zatarain.
Yeah. See, there we go.
Yeah. Mendolia.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you guys on Facebook, we're just talking to the engineers in the room. You can't hear us.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. Because they're back there doing their thing. So anyway, Anthony, welcome. Great to meet you. And we'll talk later. All right. We talked about the weather already. Today's show is brought to you in part by A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Battery in Palm Desert, who will start having summer specials, from new rim specials to tires, paint, and more. Of course, lithium batteries. We're going to be having a lot of summer specials at A1 Custom Golf Cars and Desert Battery. So definitely want to check that out. Also, in the second hour of the show, where we shift to travel, Sharbi Higuchi from the Pageant of the Masters, which runs July 7th through August 31st, will be calling us and traveling with Françoise. And now, CoachellaValley.com, we are the only place in the Valley where you're going to be able to win free tickets to the coveted Pageant of the Masters, which has been going on for a long, long, long time. Long time.
Hey, those tickets
remember
are for
when it used
August
to be
18th?
The Sawdust Festival. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
It used to be originally all that was the Sawdust Festival, and usually I have more notes about how long they've been doing this, but it's been around for 100 years.
Well, they have a website that you can check out. What is the website address there?
It is LagunaFestivalOfArts.org.
There you go.
Yeah, check it out. And for those people following us on Facebook right now on CoachellaValley.com and eventually traveling with Françoise when I get to my phone to share it, if you send us email right here, you'll see that I'm not going to say what it is. You have to view it. to know where to send it. Just send Paget in the subject line. So you need to be watching us to know exactly where to send your email to enter that contest. What do you think of that?
Hey, I like it. And if you're on the radio right now, you can tune in to Facebook Live, the Coachella Valley. And you can also click travelingwithfrancoise.com. There is a link right there. You can listen to us streaming us live if you're not in your car on radio 100.9 or 1200 Money Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So we do have other prizes in the show for our caller people, and we'll have some passes for the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. We also have a $25 gift card to Johannes in Palm Springs, and we'll give those away later.
How do you
on
get
the
all these gifts? I want to know.
Oh, I can't give it
you're,
my
you're
sources,
like, you're like Christmas.
I know. We've given away on this 2-hour show. Just one day a week, we have given away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, because I've been on the air for 18 years now, of prizes. It's incredible. And not we've given Auto Club Speedway pit passes away, all sorts of stuff. It's crazy what we've done.
That means if you guys aren't listening, you're missing out. And if you're not telling your friends, they're missing out.
Well, and we have a lot of great information as well. And here is one. Burtek, Memorial Day. What is the number one question everyone asks people on Memorial?
Is my
anyway.
Trash being picked up?
Yes. Do you know?
I'm going to say I don't know.
Oh, you don't? No.
No.
That is one of the holidays where there's no trash pickup on Memorial Day. Anthony's going yes. Alex is going no. So obviously they're not on the same page in there. Yeah, but no, there is no trash pickup on Monday by Burtek. Now, I don't know about anybody else, so I would assume if Burtek's not picking up, that who does Palm Springs? Palm Springs,
are they waste management?
Burtek isn't waste. Is Palm Springs waste management?
Maybe.
I don't know. I know Palm Springs is a different pickup than Palm Desert in this area. So anyway, so I would imagine that nobody's picking. So don't, please, don't put your trash out tonight.
You're
you know
one of those.
People that do that?
You're one of those.
No, not me. Mine doesn't go out.
You're one of those that when the neighbor puts their trash out on Saturday because they're gone on Monday, you're like, really?
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 I do. I say that. I go, really?
Really?
Yeah. It's a weekend, a holiday weekend. We want to look at your trash receptacles out. Yeah. All right. Speaking of holiday, Memorial Day, which is a solemn day of remembrance for everyone who has died serving in the American Armed Forces, which we salute you. I mean, we wouldn't be here without you. I wonder where that, and this is kind of a weird comment here. I don't know. I've been thinking about this. This is kind of odd. Where did this solemn day of remembrance become a big celebration to have hot dogs and hamburgers and barbecue and parties?
I don't know. I remember, I can go back into my childhood and realize that July 4th and Memorial Day, Memorial Day always represented kind of a cul-de-sac party, a family party. And you're right, it was a celebration of food and things. But perhaps it is a day to celebrate the fact that we have the freedom and that these lives really mattered and that the sacrifice meant something. And maybe we don't have the same historical feeling. You know, sometimes it feels that way. But I am glad that we're celebrating.
Yeah, I don't know, for me, because we do all this on 4th of July as well. That's a celebration of our independence.
That's
true. So it was kind of weird. So I looked up, what is Veterans Day? What is the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day? So these are things that run through my head when nothing else is, I guess. I'm not sure. So Veterans Day, this federal holiday, falls on November 11th and is designated as a day to honor all who have served in the military.
That's Veterans Day. Anybody who's served in the military.
So that is Veterans Day. Anybody that has served in, served, period. Then we honor you. According to military.com, Veterans Day began as Armistice Day, I'm saying that wrong, to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place on November 11th, 1918.
Very
so there is a big difference between today. We are remembering everyone who has lost their life, you know, keeping us in a great place. And on Veterans Day, it's about honoring everybody that is in the service. So it is interesting. I thought that was interesting because we always get confused on Memorial and Labor Day as well. Okay.
I salute you.
Thank you. I thought it was interesting. So now we all know a little bit of something. All right. Well, you know what? I think that's just going to pretty much wrap up this first segment, because when we come back, we have our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week, which is a doozy, by the way. These are some awesome picks. They're very out of this world.
They are out of this world. Yes. Our picks are always out of this world.
All right. And then during the break, we'll tell you that are watching how you can sign up to win tickets to the Pageant of the Masters. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We are back. We are back on the radio live right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Yeah, I never remember the call.
100.9, 1200 Radio, Money Radio.
And Craig Campbell, CoachellaValley.com. Whenever you come in, we get so hyped and we have so much going on. It's kind of crazy.
Well, you know, and we've only been doing this for 18 minutes.
Really? Yeah. And we've covered what? What have we covered? I don't even. We've covered Memorial Day.
I think we've been around the world.
Trash pickup, yeah, all over the place. We were going somewhere. So, all right. So I think this is a fun part of, I always like this part of the show too, where we have on the website travelingwithfrancoise.com, which, by the way, my nonprofit, Artifacts and Arts Across America, we're starting to gain a little momentum with all that, which somehow we're combining everything. But anyway, it is the umbrella of Traveling with Francoise. So, but we have on the website, I've had a calendar page, but very simple. Mm-hmm. It's a calendar page that talks about what I've talked about on the show.
Right.
And that's it.
You're recapping, and that gives everybody an opportunity to not only listen and come back, and they can get more information with links and stuff like that. So it makes a lot of sense.
When I first started, Craig, I used to give the phone number for every single thing on the...
Yeah, it makes sense. People in their car. Yeah, let me just stop and call somebody.
I would give the phone numbers out, all this information, and I was so serious about it. I would say, I'll write this down, and then I started realizing... Well, you can't write it down, like you say, when you're driving or whatever. So then I came up with a calendar page on the website. So, but like I say,
You're just so smart, Francoise.
Yeah, thanks. It's only about what we talk about on the show. But we have our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week at the top of the calendar page, where we all pick an event that we like off of CoachellaValley.com, because there's pages and pages and pages of events on there. So we're going to start with my pick because.
You believe it? It's her show.
I should let the guests
start.
It's
her show, and she is going to take the first pick. What do we got,
Francoise?
Because
I know he's picking the same thing I am. All right. I am going to pick Contact in the Desert, the world's biggest UFO conference returns. I didn't even know it was here last year.
What?
To Indian Wells, Friday, May 31st. It runs May 31st to June 3rd.
It's the seventh annual. It's the world's largest UFO conference.
Have you been?
I haven't been, but I have been invited this year as media. We're
going
to go live at the UFO conference. I didn't even know it existed. Seventh year at the Renaissance. So we're not talking about anything small here. This is a huge UFO conference, and it's landing right here in Indian Wells.
Here's what they wrote about it. The most comprehensive lineup of experts ever assembled will lecture on the latest developments of UFO studies, government disclosure, ancient civilization, crop circles, and more. They say the expected participants to surpass 7,000 people.
Listen, I just talked to the promoter just a couple days ago, and they have let me know that it is almost sold out. I cannot believe how popular this UFO event is. But we are in this area, Joshua Tree and other, you know, it's always been something, you know, landers, so on and so on. This has always been an area where UFOs and people have had interest about it. So it kind of makes sense. I just can't believe I've lived here for this long and never heard about it.
Do you believe them?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think there's something out there besides us. There has to be. We cannot be the only thing in this whatever is out there.
We know there's angels, right? We know that there's other things out there.
Other beings. And what do they say normally? Those other beings look down on us and laugh and go...
Right, when you never know when you might be visited by one of those angels, FYI. So keep a smile on your face and tune in here, travelingwithfrancoise.com.
Yeah, someone told me, I had a psychic or something, I think it was, I'm not sure, they have different categories, told me one time that we all have angels sitting, we all have angels that are connected with us somehow that follow us around. And I said, well, is my angel here right now? Well, of course, you know me. I have to get really – I want to know what it looks like and all this sort of stuff. She wouldn't go into the details. She said, yes, your angel is right there. I said, oh, okay. So anyway.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. So we all have angels. But this is – let's see. Attendees from all over the globe will listen to panel discussions, workshop, film screenings, speaker meet and greets, night sky gazing – tours of the area's historic UFO sites. I'd like to go on that.
May 31st through June 3rd, I believe. It's Thursday through Sunday at the Renaissance in Indian Wells. This is the seventh annual UFO convention, largest in the world, right here in the Coachella Valley.
For
that's
more,
your pick.
Yeah, for, that's my pick. For more information, contactinthedesert.com. I don't know what tickets cost to get in. So, Craig, what's your your pick, by the way, Craig?
Campbell, so those ticks. Okay, well, I was going to pick the same one out of this world, the UFO one, but she always has to jump in there and get the good ones. Uh-huh. But you know what? Yeah. It doesn't end there because this year, and I love it, I do it every year, it's the Lavender Festival, and it has already started. It started Thursday, runs Thursday through Sunday, and it goes all the way through June 30th this year.
I saw that
so
this morning.
It used to be only two weekends,
uh-huh.
and now they're running it all the way through June 30th. If you've never been to the Lavender Festival, it's right up there near Beaumont. It's in Cherry Valley, I believe. The bloom is only 10% currently, and you can actually check it on the website.
Because of cold weather. They say a lot of flowers haven't bloomed. Yeah.
So let me tell you, when you see acres and acres of just this purple, beautiful, blooming out there in this majestic area, it's just spectacular. You can walk through the fields. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of products, taste. It's there at this amazing resort and hotel up there. That's worth it alone. All kinds of artesian, you know, there's different vendors and things that are going on out there. So that's my pick. It's the Lavender Festival. Take a date. Take somebody important with you. Take some friends. Horse-drawn carriages through the fields as well. It's just a really a very unique special. You got
to
do it.
I do have
promise
to go.
Me this year you're going to go.
I will, which is very sad that I have not been. So definitely. So I have UFO coming up that I need to go to or want to go to, and the Lavender Festival, want to go through that, and that's Craig from CoachellaValley.com. That is Craig picks. Now, Alex, I'm going to have to tell, or Craig, you can tell. Oh, you can't hear Alex. So, Alex, what's your pick?
So mine's a little bit more of the educational side of stuff.
Okay. Alex is going with educational.
Yeah, so Coachella Valley Storytellers Project, Stories of Homelessness. Which will it'll be held at the UCR Palm Desert campus. And basically what it is that the Desert Sun has been studying a lot of homelessness topics here in the Coachella Valley.
Yep.
And this is a way for people to, you know, be illuminated a little bit more about how bad the problem really is. Yeah, we see homeless people around.
Yeah.
But people don't realize that it could be their coworker as well, you know, their friend. They have no idea, and it is on Thursday, May 30th, this coming Thursday.
Thursday, May 30th is Coachella Valley...
Coachella Valley Storytellers Project.
Storytellers Project, and it's about homelessness.
Yes, so they will have speakers.
And what time on Thursday?
So the event itself starts at 5.
5, okay.
The speakers begin at 6:30, and it ends at 8.
I have an interesting story about that, which that is very interesting. At Coffee with a Cop at Ristretto, I was talking to one of the policemen there, and we were just talking about, because a homeless person came in to Ristretto, got some water and whatnot, and somehow we got on the subject about homelessness, and he was telling me all the things that are available for homeless people here in the Coachella Valley, not only the places for them to go to, but how the cities have money set aside to actually send the people back to their families. Said, here is what the problem is. 80% of the homelessness in the valley is not people with mental issues or destitute. He said the largest percentage is people that are addicted to alcohol and drugs. And he said that it's so tough to, because first of all, we have to get them in sober living. We have to get them sober, and they have to want to be sober. And he said, we're not just dealing with people that, like I say, that have mental issues, that don't even understand why they're out on the street and why they are homeless. We have people that are just addicted, and that addiction has taken over their life, and they rather give every dime they have to that addiction versus straightening out their life.
Number one problem in Riverside County, according to voters in this last election, was homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
This particular event, I believe the Desert Sun has interviewed over 300 different individuals and talking about their stories. So that's going to be quite inspiring to all of us, because if they can get it going and get their lives in gear and change their lives, then we can too.
Yeah.
And so it should be very inspiring. This issue is a big one.
It's a huge, yes.
And I'm not really sure what the answer is. But we love the involvement, and we always are wanting to encourage to bring to the forefront this problem, this challenge, homelessness here in the Coachella Valley and Riverside County.
And here's something I want everyone to think about. And it might sound cruel or mean or whatever, but I had a homeless person who actually changed their life, made the huge turnaround, and said to me, Francoise, you tell everybody, do not give any money to a homeless person. Don't do it, because every penny you give them, every dollar keeps them on the street a day longer.
Well, I think, like you said at the beginning, there's a lot of resources. So if people want to get help and they can get help, it's probably out there. There's probably a place for them to go, both on the secular side, churches and government, and individuals. If you really want help, you could probably find that help.
Yeah.
What you're talking about is people that aren't really ready,
right?
And that's the challenge. And they're going to use that for drugs and alcohol, or maybe something that is not benefiting them
right
at the time.
So anyway, good pick, Alex. Good pick. Okay. Well, I guess pretty quickly here, I don't want to start something new, Craig, because we're going to have to go to break.
Okay,
Craig. When we go to break, for all of you watching us through CoachellaValley.com and Traveling with Francoise, we will go over how you can enter to win tickets for Pageant of the Masters. For the rest of us, I would get online right now on Facebook and look at either Traveling with Francoise or CoachellaValley.com. We're kind of getting close to being one and the same anyway. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host on this Memorial Day weekend. Yes, a long weekend for a lot of people. Joining me today is Craig Campbell, the CEO and founder of CoachellaValley.com. He is sitting to my left. Hey, Craig.
What's happening, Coachella Valley? How are you doing, Francoise? We love having you guys here on this three-day Memorial weekend here in live.
I know.
In studio.
Lots of stuff going on here in the Coachella Valley. This segment of the show is brought to you in part by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon, the500ps.com. So let's focus on some free events. What is free out there? Of course, we have a lot of Memorial Day observances going on. But I received this the other day, and I thought it sounded really fun, that over at the La Quinta Museum, they are bringing back nostalgic Route 66 through the memories of artists and road trippers. So road trip Route 66, a nostalgic look at the Main Street of America, runs May 28th through September 14th at the La Quinta Museum. Have you been to the La Quinta Museum lately?
I have. In fact, it's actually a featured event, the event that you just mentioned. So you can also see it on CoachellaValley.com on the calendar. And that museum is starting to hop. And I am really excited about this 66, Route 66. It just brings all that nostalgia back.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's the way, when I go to Vegas, I try to go the back roads.
Amboy,
through the Mojave.
Route
66. And yeah, you know the original McDonald's? I think it's on Route 66 somewhere along the way. Last week on the show, we had Larry Burns in the travel, and he has this book called Inland Empire, The Weird, Wonderful, Obscure, and he had some fascinating places on
I
there.
I like that. I got to get that.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I'm going to put it on the website, on the Traveling with Francoise website. I'm going to get all the contests changed over this week, folks. So there will be some new contests up there. There will be Pageant of the Masters tickets on the website. There will also be Larry's book will be on the website. So check out the contest page of Traveling with Francoise. And remember, all of it is free. It's all free for you to enter and hopefully win. Okay, I also have stargazing at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. There's stargazing parties. They start at a new time. They're 9 to 10:30 p.m. May 29th, then June 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And Craig, do you know that these parties fill out? They always fill up.
Everything.
You have to sign up in advance.
I mean, you have to be
these.
On it. That's why we're giving you these tips online and on radio, so that you guys can actually get on the list and show up, because a lot of these things are filling up. People are very motivated out here.
Mm-hmm.
Coachella Valley is a very exciting place to live. People are, it's happening. It's nine cities all in one geographical area, and that just makes it for something super special.
So I have a question for you, Craig Campbell at CoachellaValley.com. How?
What's up, Francoise?
How do you decide? Because I have a huge problem of deciding what I'm going to. So this season, I tried to pick things that I had never been to, instead of going. Not that that some of the annual events aren't fantastic.
Right.
I just thought I need to pick some things, some places, some events that I have never been to. How do you decide what you're going to feature on CoachellaValley.com for your feature subjects?
Well, it's a really good question. Obviously, sometimes, a lot of times, people have compensated us to actually move them toward a featured event because mm-hmm. we have hundreds, sometimes nearing 1,000 events in our calendar,
yeah.
and we obviously can't feature them all. So we are media, so a lot of times we are selected or invited, or we actually request credentials to go to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a lot like you, we are interested. Like the UFO conference is coming up. We've never done seventh mm-hmm. one. I can't believe it. I'm very excited. So we too like to check out new things and review them and see if they're really worthwhile to continue to go back to. It's not easy to do.
You know, that's a good point right there that you brought up, that are they worthwhile to go back to? Because there's times when people spend their hard-earned money and their time, their valuable time, they have maybe just a couple days off and they go to events and they say, yeah, no, probably won't go back again. I guess we don't know until we try it. But at least it's kind of, we're almost like a movie review in a way.
Yeah, a little bit of a critic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and giving an overview. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's valuable information to learn about things that maybe aren't worth going to. But
yeah.
then it's always a personal preference, and so you got to be careful about that.
Yeah.
But featured events are, you know, usually large and very open or, you know, to a lot of populace, or they're unique. And those mm-hmm. are kind of the two kind of ways I like to go. Like, you'll see one of the featured event, which is not paid, is actually Plant Survey. You can
I talked about that last week.
Yeah, you can participate yes. in actually going out, and if you're into this, and you've got to do these things in August,
mm-hmm.
but they fill up very quickly, and so you want to go, and you can sign up and be a part of and participate, and that's free as well, since we're talking about free events right now.
I know. And we were talking about the stargazing. You can go to RanchoMirageLibrary.org to find out more about that. Okay, Palm Desert, they have had, which they will have concerts during the summer as well, but they've had their free spring concerts over at the amphitheater in Palm Desert. And the next one is May 30th.
It's coming up right now.
Yep.
I believe it's a Beatles tribute. Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
And that is what people bring their, you know, they bring their chairs and blankets and sit out there at 7:30. Yeah, but people get there before, or they get there a lot early just to hang out and socialize.
Don't mean to jump on you, but they also have food trucks out there now. So there's actually some food available. You don't have to just bring your own.
Yeah, that's nice.
So
yeah.
I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you've never done it, you got
to
do it.
You have to do it.
Has an amphitheater there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
All of our cities are getting amphitheaters. Rancho Mirage, Coachella's building an incredible amphitheater.
Good for them.
This is a music town.
And Sunnylands, they go on hiatus starting June 3rd, but they are still open. So the last day Sunnylands will be open before the summer closure is June 2nd. It reopens in September. They have their film on the lawn,
mm-hmm.
which is going on. Is that tonight?
I'm thinking that those are still going to run for some time.
The last one. Anyway, so if you haven't been to Sunnylands Garden Center and Gardens, go on over there, check it out. Because even if you just drive in and check it out, stay 5 minutes, that'll make you want to go back and really experience it next season.
I mean, the architecture, the landscaping, the
beautiful
views, the history. I mean, really, it's no reason not to go to Sunnylands.
Yeah, I like Sunnylands. I'd like to do a show about Sunnylands. I'm working on that,
actually. I do, too. I think that'd be great.
Yeah. So
shout out to Sunnylands. Reach out to us today.
Yeah.
we're going to come and do a show.
They are so – it's so interesting behind – inside the house and all the stories behind those pink walls of the presidents and the things that they have given them that are – out there on the property, that the totem pole and some of the trees, why they're there, just some really, really fascinating stories. Plus, and the center is really beautiful. Yeah.
So when I went to COD just a couple years ago,
yeah.
One of the guys that was in my class was a Secret Service agent.
Uh-huh.
And he used to tell me about Sunnyland. So this is quite some time ago, but he'd bring his gun into class and all these different things. Mm-hmm. And he was watching over Ford.
Uh-huh.
Was his what he did.
Yep.
So every night, and he was talking about wandering those grounds whenever presidents would stay.
Yep.
Said it was kind of cold.
It was kind of
big.
No, it's kind of big. I got to play that golf course. Of course, I've told everybody that story before. That was really exciting. Okay, some free, but you have to belong, which you and I, we are really big supporters of Friends of the Desert Mountains. They do a great job. They have their Monument Night Adventures. Now, have you ever been on one of those? I have been.
I've done a few of my own monument adventures, and I have done with them.
The light, the black light and stuff?
You know, we were the first people, this is no joke, to do a live, and it was Scorpions out in the middle of the desert. And it was just, it was huge. And then, of course, we've seen all kinds of people doing, you know, scorpion, blacklight type things.
Yeah.
So I really like that, the Friends of the I always get it wrong.
Yeah, what Friends of the Desert Mountains, but their website is desertmountains.org.
There you go.
They have, on Saturday, June 1st, they have a night adventure. And on June 29th, these are free. You just show up. They would, you know, they wouldn't mind a little donation.
And
to
it's
help
easy
them out.
Parking.
Yeah.
You don't go too far away from the actual where you park.
Yeah.
So it's, I think they're well done. I've done one of them, and I highly recommend it. Family friendly for
the
sure.
The kids go crazy out there. They say wear closed-toed shoes because you are going to be walking in the desert.
Right.
And people show up in sandals, you know.
And then the scorpions are still out there at night.
I was so, we saw one, and I was so excited, but he never moved. I don't know if he was alive or dead, but he was glowing. I mean, he was glowing. But
it's their job to act dead, by the way.
Is that what? Oh, and it was funny because every time we heard a rustle in the bushes or an owl would start to hoot or so, all the kids would scream and jump and turn. Where is it? It's a lot of fun, though. It's we have some beautiful night skies out there. So we are very lucky to have all this going on here in the Coachella Valley. All right, on that note, Craig Campbell and everyone out there right here with us on Traveling with Françoise, we're going to step aside again. We have to give our sponsors some love, and we will be right back for more Traveling with Françoise. Stick around. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, joining me in the co-pilot seat for this hour of the show. That's a good co-pilot seat.
I like
Alex
it.
Is behind the glass back there.
There you go.
In the boardroom. Next to me in co-pilot is Craig Campbell, CEO and founder of CoachellaValley.com. I like saying, you don't ever brag about yourself, but I am so impressed with what you've done. So I know now he's giving me the for those of you, see him giving me the look
I'm excited.
Over there.
I'm excited.
I think it's very important that people know who
I'm all
you
ears.
Are.
I'm all ears.
Okay. All right. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you in part by Arcatire in Thousand Palms for all your embroidery and silk screening needs. Arcatire.org. And remember, when you use Arcatire, you are employing a client of Desert Arc. So it is a win-win all the way around. Got that?
I got it.
Okay.
Used to be on the board of Desert Arc.
Yeah, you did? Oh, okay.
So I'm a very proponent of it, for sure.
All that board stuff works. Now, in the next hour of the show, we have, we have two tickets to the Cabot to give away. We also have a $25 gift card to Johannes Restaurant in Palm Springs. We're just going to do that when it's, because Craig and I always have so much to talk about. Can you believe how quickly?
It's going by so quick.
It's crazy. It is Memorial weekend.
3-day weekend and amazing weather. And it's kind of the end of our, you know, season in a way.
In a
but
way.
Things are changing.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. We've already brought up Lavender Festival, Splash House, UFO.
UFOs.
I mean, it just doesn't really end here.
I hear Cherry Festival's coming up as
Cherry
well.
Cherry Festival.
I don't know. There's just all sorts of things. Memorial Weekend, though, there are some. The tram has special tram hours, so check their website for Memorial Weekend.
We had a viral video because, as you guys know, it snowed up on the Palm Springs Tramway, and we put up a little video that they had put up. Millions. That video on our Facebook page alone, I think, has been seen over 2.5 million times.
Is that crazy? And when we look up, we could see that there was, because we hit that rain during the week. It was rained really hard. Of course, I just washed my car, but oh well. It's all right. I enjoyed the
so
rain. Anytime we can get rain in the valley, we want it. I read an interesting article, and this has nothing to do with Memorial Day, but I'm going to tell you this because we think cactus here throughout the Coachella Valley can just take abundance of water because normally we feel they are did you see that article?
Cacti, by the way. I believe that cactus, the plural is cacti.
Well, I'm talking about all of them.
Cacti.
That would be cacti?
I think the plural is cacti.
Oh.
Can someone look that up? It's not cactus.
Oh, my gosh.
I just
want
to help her out since she's talking,
official
here.
My long-time follower, Dan Scanny, will correct us, by the way. He will send me
something.
I think
we just lost all our people on Facebook on that.
Anyway,
sorry.
This is very, very interesting.
Cacti.
Do you know that you can overwater them now because they've had so much water, their insides will actually burst if we keep giving the cacti or cactus or these plants that have spindly things on them.
Our engineers have given me two thumbs up on cacti.
Cacti.
And for now on, you know, it's official.
Such a show. All right, cacti. So if you keep watering them like we normally do, I'm a plant waterer. I sometimes over, but now I'm getting better because I'll water everything every day. Now I'm kind of looking at them and seeing that the ground's still wet, so they probably don't need water. But do not keep watering the cactus right now.
Do you know what the bighorn loved to eat?
What does that have to do with
cacti?
Oh,
They are into the big. Have you ever seen the big barrel cactus?
You know, our show, what's happening in Coachella Valley, is going to be a gigantic.
This is huge. People
that's
are
coming,
flocking.
By the way. That's coming.
A little comedy and yes. a little bit of facts thrown in just to confuse you a bit. But anyway, these barrel cactus, you've seen them, they're huge, are favorite of bighorn sheep.
I
from
didn't
what
know
you
that.
Just said, because of the ability of those cactus to absorb water and nutrients for years and years, even without water. But now they're juicy. I mean, now this is what's happening, what you're telling
they're
me.
They're loaded water.
And if you add too much more water, then...
They start to split at the seams. And here's another fact that you didn't know. I don't know how fascinated anybody is over this, but I was. Once they start splitting at the seam... actually, that is where, because if then the water kind of, you know, whatever, they dry up just a little bit, but that's where the birds go in there at these splits and make, they burrow, they make a nest out of there.
Wow, that's really amazing. You get so excited about these things.
I do, I get excited.
Well, you know, nature is really incredible. It really is. So.
Anyway, all right, back to Memorial Day. Memorial Day, the annual flower drop. Love this event at the Palm Springs Air Museum.
One of my favorites. The pictures are always incredible.
Yeah.
The environment's amazing. You got to go if you've never done it.
You've never
bucket
been.
List.
I mean,
do it.
I cry when the flowers drop. Playing, you know, God Bless America, Star Spangled Banner, all those songs. I do, really. I do. And it's just, it's. And then, of course, everybody runs to grab a carnation.
That's right. That's right. To
try
to get one.
They run over you and get a carnation. But anyway,
that's a whole
go.
New event.
The carnation.
Run for the carnation.
Okay. That is Monday. And what time do the gates open? I had to check their website. But anyway, you do have to pay to get in. But it's free parking.
PSMuseum.org, I believe.
Yeah.
PSMuseum.org for the flower drop. Well worth it.
Well worth it. And that happens at 1 p.m. is the ceremony. So go on over. They have a lot of people. All right. Bruce Messier, he's retiring. So they have an event for Bruce going on, which is on the 28th, actually, from 10 a.m. to noon. Now, there is a cost for this. He's asking people to donate $10 to go towards his scholarship fund. So Bruce finally bit the bullet and said, that's it. Who knows what Bruce will be doing, but congratulations to him.
A lot of change up in the media, both in radio and in newspapers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it is really just the digital influence that's coming around, and companies like ours and others that are independent media are doing a lot of great broadcasting, a lot of good reporting, and we're going to see more and more of that. So I make a prediction here with 5G coming. Self-broadcasting is the new horizon. More and more we're seeing people, obviously we've heard them called influencers and these types of things,
right.
But look, we're streaming live right here at 100.9, 1200 AM in the radio dial, live in Palm Desert, and we're talking to the world. And so things are changing.
Exactly, and we have some big things coming your way, everyone.
I like it.
We do. I'm so excited about it. But it takes time to make things happen. Alex knows in the boardroom over there. He has some great things coming his way as well, some new stuff. And, it all takes time. All right, Summer Tram Pass. This is a great, great deal for the pass. The Summer Tram Pass, $80 adults, seniors 40 for children, seniors and children 3 through 10. You can go up the tram as many times as you want. And this is valid on sale now through August 31st.
I mean, the reason you want to do it is because it's 30 or 35 degrees cooler up there.
Yeah.
And when we start to get into the hundreds, it is just spectacular there. The hiking's incredible. The wilderness is incredible. The wildlife's incredible. The access is unbelievable. You can just go up to the top of the tramway and enjoy the tram station right there and not go too far out.
And the restaurants.
And you can have dinner. And
I have heard so many good comments about the food up there.
I mean, you're captive, so I'm not sure what you're going to do.
People could say that it's not, but no, they have focused on Peak's Restaurant and Pines Cafe, and they're putting out really good food because it is like a cruise ship or whatnot. You're up there.
Yeah, right. What are you going to do? But it's an incredible environment and family-friendly, or you can go overnight. I mean, this is the thing about that wilderness. I've hiked to the peak a couple times. It's spectacular.
50 miles of hiking trails.
I challenge anybody. That is healthy enough to make it on their bucket list to go to the tram peak and all the way to the top if you've never done it. So I'm looking at my engineers because they're young guys, and I think have either of you guys gone to the top of the tramway?
We've both been up.
There you go.
Yeah, we've been up, but never to the tip top. Like, you know, walk up. It's a long walk.
I hear the hardest part is walking down. I know a lot of people that have ridden the tram up. Oh, some have actually walked up and walked back. They said walking down the side of the mountain is harder than going up because your toes are constantly crammed into the front of your shoes and your feet are killing you.
Except we've had this conversation right at the end when you have to wind back up to go to the tramway. That's probably the hardest hike in the whole thing is at the end you have to literally wind to get, you know, back into the tram station area. And it's exhausting. I mean, you've hiked all day, and then it's like uphill, and you just see all these people basically hanging on the side of the rails trying to get up that last section.
Well, at least there's no line like Mount Everest.
Wow.
That is crazy. Have you seen that picture? Everybody's talking about
the photo. You were going to tell me you'd been there, but okay. There's a picture
there's
you saw.
There's a line up there. There are people, because it's a short window to climb Mount. It's ridiculous. I mean, they've had, I don't how many deaths? I'm going to talk about it in the travel portion of the show, because it's just unbelievable. I sent some people that photograph during the week, because they didn't believe me, and they're just going, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Anyway, so the tram going up there, great deal. Get their summer pass, $80. So well worth it. And again, it is 30 degrees cooler up there when you're at the top of the tram. All right, Living Desert, they have some stuff going on there. They have some summer hours now, which is from 8 to 1:30. Last admission is at 1.
I don't know what they had going on today, but on the way in, it was packed. There were cars lined up all over the place. So something special, maybe just Memorial Day, three-day weekend.
Probably.
Cooler and a great place to bring your family.
Yeah, I think they do have. There's a lot of observances going on this weekend. A lot of the city halls have observances that are free. You just have to check, you know, go to your city hall website. Check. I know yours are all over on CoachellaValley.com, so you can check out that as well. So much happening. I like that picture of us from the escape room,
too,
by the way.
Escape room.
That's a lot of fun.
Palm
if you've
Springs.
Never been, definitely do. Go.
EscapePS.com.
Yeah.
Dominique over there are going to treat you right. You know, 6 individual escape rooms, and they're unique there. They have built those things themselves, so you're not going to find them anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm always surprised. This is Southern California's largest escape room.
Really?
Right here in Palm Springs.
It was fun.
We
had fun.
Why wouldn't you just go do it?
I just sat back and watched you and Sean pretty much take Lily and I kind of, you know, hung back with, and we just.
It was so much fun.
Janet, and we watched you guys take over and just be the superpower brains. And we went, it's okay.
Well, there's a lot of technology.
It was fun, though. You know what, though? What was so fun about that is what you thought you saw, you kind of always don't see. You're looking at something and your mind makes it totally different than what it really is.
It was fun.
Escape room. It
and
was
they had a lot
fun.
Of technology, yeah. And it was good. You know, 5 people in a room working together.
Yeah.
Either goes really wrong or you have a lot of fun. And if you make it and you do it like we did, you feel really good about it.
Yeah, so. No arguments. We didn't
Not
have
too
any
bad.
Arguments.
Not too
no,
bad. A few
I don't
things
know.
Got thrown, but yeah. There was nothing.
And then
verbally
the gal there,
stated.
They have somebody in the room with you, and she's shaking her head going, really, you guys, are you this pathetic?
I
said,
know.
Yeah, we are. So, Craig Campbell, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you,
us. It's been a lot of fun. I'm excited about what you and I have planned for the future. We have a lot of stuff going on, folks. This will be your last chance here for those of you watching us on CoachellaValley.com and Traveling with Francois' Facebook page to sign up for the Pageant of the Masters tickets. We will be right back for more Traveling with Francois, where we shift into travel mode, so stick around.